It's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle.
I always wanted to be like part of the Fortnite clans.
Who kicked you out?
I don't know where Jesus went.
Yeah.
He didn't come for perfect people. He came for real people.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, when we get real about college and adult life and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name's Jose.
My name's Ronan.
Wow! My name's Fernanda. That is the first time you said it with no mistakes and that fast. Yeah. I'm proud. Yeah, give him a hand of applause. A round of applause, not a hand of applause.
I dabble. That's fine. Anyways.
Yeah.
In life, there's a bunch of groups, a bunch of teams, a bunch of everything, communities.
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been a time in your life where you've wanted to be a part of something?
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So whenever I do theater, you're stuck with a group of people for like a month or depending on how long the run is. So you want to be friends with everyone and you want to be kind to everyone and talk to everyone. So it's something that it's like, am I being nice enough? Like, do they like me? It's always a question that I have in the back of my head every time I do a show.
In the back of my mind. Okay. I think middle school, back to my middle school days. I always wanted to be like part of the Fortnite clans. I wanted to be part of the Fortnite clans because it would be fun. Fortnite clans.
Okay.
You?
I was part of one. I wasn't good.
Yeah, it's because I was like, I wanted to be like the best.
I remember when everyone was posting like, "Oh, number one on
the victories."
The victories. The victory, I was like, this is so annoying.
I'm afraid I was one of them.
The few wins I got, I posted. Anyway, fourth grade, Jose wanted to be part of the Clash of Clans clan.
Mm.
Yes, my friend's dad had a really good clan, and obviously he got us into the clan and everything. And I lasted exactly like a week.
Oh,
I got kicked.
Who kicked you out?
His dad. Because I was not good. Oh. So, but yeah.
That's sad. Not a grown up.
I mean, it's
he
fine.
Said, nah,
I get it. I get it.
They always take it more seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about y'all now with your little games? Y'all take it that serious?
No.
I take Clash Royale serious. It's a life or death type thing.
Okay.
It's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle. Okay.
I was like,
if you're not grinding, then I don't know what you're doing.
It's your passion.
What are you doing? It's life.
Oh my gosh.
Professional. He's a professional Clash Royale player.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Right.
You literally had a win right before we entered. So
conversations can wait. This win cannot wait.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways.
That's crazy.
Anyways. Ooh. It can be stressful, you know? All about all that stuff. I wanna read y'all something.
Read it to us. Read it.
It's a little bit something called Matthew 9, verses 10 to the 13th.
Okay.
And it says, And as Jesus reclined at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, they looked around and said, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?
Mm.
And then out of nowhere, Jesus went, And it says, but when he heard it, he said, those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A little bit of backstory.
A little rewind.
Pretty sure there's like a little noise for that, but Marlon.
No, there isn't.
Oh, I hit it!
That's not it, but.
Oh.
That's like a regular.
That's close enough.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, there's none there. There's none. There.
A little dream one. A little dream. Oh, there you go. Backstory. All right. Jesus was walking and saw this tax collector. He said, "Hey, bro, come on, come on." And he went with him. And anyways, they went to a house and they sat down. It's a bunch of tax collectors and sinners, people that people be talking smack about.
They don't like them.
They do not like them. So over here, the Pharisees, which are like the people that study the Bible a lot and the people that are supposedly above everybody else because they know more about the Bible. Yeah. They're like, why is this dude doing this? Like, these are people you should not be hanging around if you're trying to like...
If you're trying to be closer to God, you should not be hanging out with these sinners.
Judging, bro.
Yeah.
They're judging.
Not around here. And then Jesus turned around and was like, hey, I didn't come here for the perfect people. I came here for sinners. I came for people that need me. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
But yeah, God or Jesus and God, it's the same. They're not here for perfection. Mm-hmm. They're here for broken people. They're here for people that have issues that are trying to change what they're doing to honor God's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like, what if he just came for like the people, for the religious people? And then what about the others? Like, yeah, because it would be like such a one-sided thing. And like, I think this analogy is used a lot. Like, you don't, like, if Jesus came for people that were sick, that needed help, then they should get that help. Like, they should come to Jesus for that help instead of the righteous, like, judging or, like, being all aggressive.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, baseline is God's here for sinners, not saints. You're not gonna be perfect. Nobody here in this world is perfect except Jesus.
I mean, I have my issues, and I know Jose has his issues, and I know Marlon has his issues. So he came for us.
Not his issues.
But yeah, something that's really important that we gotta like know, it's he doesn't wait for perfection. God is not here like, okay, he better stop this, and that way I'll come to him. No. He's going to meet you where you are. He wants you to be with him. You know, he doesn't want to, he's not going to just look at you from afar and just like, I'm waiting. You know, he's like,
yeah,
we're together now.
Yeah. He's not going to be like, I'm waiting until you stop doing this, and then you can come to me. Until then, stop. Stop. Okay, now you can come. No, he won't do that.
Exactly. Yeah, that was good acting. Thank you. It had me. I was like, this is a pretty cool moment right here. Oh, wow.
It's crazy. Yeah, clap. See? Issues.
Right. I'm not going to disagree or agree with that. Anyways. But yeah, bottom line, Jesus is not scared of your story. He's wanting to be with you regardless of what part of your life is or you are in or anything that you have going on. Yeah. Jesus wants you to be with him.
He's just waiting for you to be ready and just be like, okay, Jesus, I'm doing it. I know that ready in the sense of like, no, I have to finish. No, like, Jesus, I am done living this life without you. I don't know how to fix it, but you sure do. And here I am. That's literally what he's waiting for.
It's a process.
Exactly.
It's a process. And it's a process you shouldn't be afraid of. You just need to do it.
Yeah. He's not going to be ashamed of you.
No.
No, he never. Not God. No. Never. He didn't come for perfect people. He came for real people.
Yeah.
No? And you got to remember that.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for being here. We'll see y'all next Friday at 10-ish. But hit it with the places and ads so I don't mess it up.
You guys can find us at ADAW Podcast. If you want to find us on YouTube, do ADAW, all uppercase. And on Facebook, you can find us at LifeWord. And if you want to know more about who Jesus is and how he can transform you and how you can live for him, go to follow.lifeword.org in English and in Spanish, follow.lifeword.org/Spanish, which is a digital discipleship process that you can do by yourself in the comfort of your own bed, in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
And you can just learn and grow and know Jesus. Word. And you can follow him.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just we will see you guys next Friday.
Woo. Yeah.